FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A murder investigation is underway following the death of a woman in Herne Bay. The 38-year-old was found at a house on Station Road 9 days ago. Police say they're now treating her death as suspicious. A 41-year-old man from the town was arrested over the weekend. He's been bailed until July.
KMFM News.
A full inquiry has started into how a fake bomb was left at Old Trafford Stadium. The device, which was part of a training exercise at the ground last week, is thought to have been taped to the inside of a toilet door. It was only found 20 minutes before kickoff, forcing officials to abandon the game between Manchester United and Bournemouth. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Tony Lloyd, says it should never have happened.
That ground is normally packed not simply 20 minutes before, but several hours before. So it should have been found in a routine sweep. Now let me pay credit to Manchester United. The fact that they were testing is a good thing.
A man's been jailed for causing the death of an off-duty police officer from Medway. 47-year-old Jonathan Ball from Chatham died when three vehicles collided on the M11 in Essex in March last year. Christopher Jones, who's 42 and from Halfway Street in Sycup, has been locked up for 3 years after admitting causing death by dangerous driving. A candlelit vigil is due to be held at a Medway church later, marking a week since a man went missing. 63-year-old Nigel Knights was last seen leaving Morrison's in Strood last Monday night. Searches have since been carried out on the River Medway and in Woodland. His stepdaughter, Nicola Martin, has told KMFM what it would mean to have him back home.
For me, obviously, it would be amazing. For the family, for the children, for my mum, we just want him back. And well, and kicking around the football with the kids like it used to.
KMFM News.
A fire at a former equestrian centre in Gillingham is thought to have been started deliberately. Crews were called to the building on Lower Raynham Road yesterday afternoon. They were also needed to tackle a blaze in a derelict house in Allington. A Kent charity for young people with mental health issues have described a massive increase in demand as a tsunami.
When I joined Vegans a couple of years ago, we were counselling about 500 children a year, one on one. This year it'll be 1,000. Next year it'll be 2,000. We are recruiting hard and very fast to try and meet this increased demand and need.
That's Ian Saws, who's chief exec at Fegans in Tunbridge Wells, who offer support to 5 to 18 year olds. They put the rise down to things like cyberbullying and family breakdowns.
KMFM News.
The family of a young Maidstone woman struck down by a mysterious illness 11 years ago have released a distressing video as she continues to try and fight it. Kirsty Keep first became unwell after being bitten by a bug in her back garden when she was 12 and is now in constant pain. Experts have previously thought the 23-year-old has lupus or Lyme disease, whilst her family are raising funds for specialist treatment. Extra carriages are being added to trains heading to the Kent coast over the summer. Southeastern say services from London to Ramsgate will be boosted to cope with holidaymakers. They've got a new timetable running until early September. John Staples is from the company.
It's not drastic changes. There are some slight changes. In some places we've added more carriages, in some places trains might be starting a few minutes early or a few minutes later. So I would urge people, please check online, find out what time your train is.
And Thelma and Louise stars Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis have been honoured for their contribution to cinema at a special event for women. The pair reunited at Cannes Film Festival's Women in Motion dinner on the French Riviera last night.
KMFM Sports.
Cricketer Joe Denley has hit a double century in day two of Kent's championship game away at Northamptonshire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, the batsman made 206 after the visitors were bowled out for 396 in their first innings. A short time ago, the home side were on 8-1 in reply. Football and Manchester United's young striker Marcus Rashford is among those named in Roy Hodgson's 26-man squad for England's Euro 2016 preparation matches. He's been included less than 3 months after he made his first team debut for his Premier League club. Hodgson says the teenager deserves his place.
I'm pleased that someone who's had such an outstanding end to the season, a young player, a player who I think has obviously got a future if he can continue to develop as he's developed so far. It's great to be able to include him.
Newcastle winger Andros Townsend comes in as replacement for Danny Welbeck, who's injured. Roy Hodgson has also named Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere and Leicester's Jamie Vardy and Danny Drinkwater. There is no place, though, for Michael Carrick, Phil Jagielka or Theo Walcott. And Andy Murray is back up to number two in the latest Tennis World rankings. He replaces Roger Federer after winning the Italian Open for the first time with a straight sets victory over Novak Djokovic.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.